Getting to order at 3:34 p.m. And we'll just do a quick roll call. Hi, Dan.
David's here.
Fawn Billy here.
Lisa Summers here.
DeHassa Hill here.
And I'm Melinda Danforth, who's chairing the meeting. Not sure where Larissa B. Barr, do you know? I know that the chairwoman had indicated she wouldn't be here. So
Councilman Stevens on travel, and Councilwoman Webster is at a previously engaged event as well.
All right. Is there any changes to the agenda?
Not at this time, Madam Chair.
If so, there's Jenny. Noted for the record, Jenny came in. So motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by DeHassa to adopt the agenda as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Joanne, can you come please give us a on-the-record review of what's occurring?
Sorry for being late. My conference call went a little bit longer.
Since the secretarial election results have been posted, we've identified that there is a potential conflict with the 2015 special election to be held in July with the caucus that is scheduled this weekend. It is a timing issue. Our Constitution and our election ordinance currently identify that a qualified voter is age 21 and over. In order to vote or be a candidate, you have to be that age, which would exclude ages 18, 19, and 20 from the caucus, and potentially from the election that's in July. Where the problem arises is there is a potential for the secretarial election results to be approved by the secretary and make them effective after the caucus, prior to the election itself. There are several actions the business committee can do to correct this. The simplest would be if the election results were secretarial election was approved and implemented prior to the July election, you could simply do emergency amendments to the election law to change the eligible voter from 21 to 18, and that would allow all of the qualified voters age 18 and over to vote in the July election. It doesn't address the caucus issue, and it doesn't address a member who is age 18, 19, or 20 who might have wanted to be a candidate. So I drafted a memo that identified some of the timing issues involved in this and how you could address those particular issues should they arise. What we have found out in the interim is that there was an election challenge. What happens with an election challenge is the chairman of the Secretarial Election Board reviews the challenge and drafts a decision, essentially, regarding the challenge. That decision is reviewed by a third party, one of his colleagues in one of the other area offices. It is then reviewed by their legal counsel. It is then reviewed by the regional office, and it is then reviewed by the Washington, D.C. office. The likelihood that we'll get it over to Michigan and back, we'll get it to an attorney and back, we'll get it to the regional office and back, and we'll get it to D.C. and back by June 16th is very slim to none. It is likely that they'll be asking for an extension to the 45-day review and processing deadline that they have in place right now. So the likelihood that those constitutional amendments would be approved by the secretary prior to the July election date becomes smaller and smaller. On the other hand, if it does happen, the business committee can make one correction. You can do emergency amendments to the election law to get that qualified voter corrected, and we would simply send out that notice. We don't have to worry about that section until it actually occurs. The primary reason we were requesting the business committee to look at this issue is the effect on the caucus this weekend. And there's very little we can do because of what the Constitution says now, but we wanted to try to anticipate what happened in the future. We were also suggesting that the business committee would adopt a statement to pass out at the caucus that expressed that you became aware of this conflict because of the secretarial election results and how you're planning to address it. That statement is in your materials titled Secretarial Election Results and Potential Impact on the 2015 Special Election. It identifies, based on our earlier conversations, the direction the business committee was going to be taken. It identifies the election results and then that a challenge was presented, the potential timeline, and then what you intended to do, which was basically we don't need to change anything right now, but you'll continue to monitor it in the event that something should need to occur in the future and you'll address it then, and that you continue to keep them informed on the tribe's website about those impacts.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? I know the business committee had already caucused on this issue and had agreed to move forward with this emergency meeting so that it was on record that this issue has been brought to our attention and that we are addressing the issue and we recognize and acknowledge the issue. However, at the end of the day, because of the date uncertainty of the Department of Interior's ratification of the secretarial election amendments, we decided that at the end of the day, we didn't want to impede the process and allow for the election to move forward. And just as Joanne had mentioned, that we would monitor the issue, and if for some reason the election gets approved and there's time to allow for an open period of enrollment for 18, 19, and 20 year olds, then we would do so or consider that option when time comes. So I'm just making sure that's still the same sentiment of the business committee at this time.
Of particular importance in the statement is the second to last paragraph, which identifies one of the options that was discussed, which was if it were during an early enough time period in the special election process after the caucus but before the polling date, that there was a potential you would consider opening up a window of opportunity for members who are age 18, 19, or 20 to petition to be a candidate. And that's what that paragraph identifies, that if it happens, you will consider doing that. I think that's one of the things that it wasn't particularly set in stone, but I wanted to give you language regarding that option so that you can consider it.
Questions, comments?
Neutral language.
Okay.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Lisa?
So if we can have a little bit of a conversation about that at this point. For myself, the last paragraph that talks about having the opportunity to revisit the option for the 18, 19, or 20-year-olds, if there is a confirmation before or around June 16th, at this point, I would not be in favor of that. I believe personally that we're conducting this election under valid current law, And I do not believe that, and we noticed this, it's been noticed for months. It's not like the election was just scheduled at the same time the amendments were voted upon. This has been something that's been scheduled for a long period of time under valid law. And so for myself, I support all of the language, except for the last paragraph. I guess I just don't support that at this point, and that would be my only comment to it. I appreciate the rest of the work. I think it reflects accurately the rest of the conversation that we've had. But for myself, I just believe that we're following and proceeding with an election that is duly called under current law that is applicable, and that if any appeals were to come from that, I guess my thought would be that any review of those appeals would need to take into consideration the fact that the election was conducted and called under the valid law that was in place at the time of the election being conducted. So that would be where I would be coming from at this point with that part of the business committee's position.
Any other comments, questions, suggestions? Vaughn?
On the third paragraph, let me see, 1, 2, 3, fifth line, if we could delete "and confusing." Maybe it's to say those other options become more complex as time passes.
Okay.
Patchy?
Where is this memo? Is this specifically for the website, or is it going to be mailed, or where is it?
You mean the draft public statement?
Right.
That Joanne sent up to Bobby. So Joanne would have to get it to you guys.
But if it's
I'm asking, where is it going to be posted? Just on the website? Is it going to be mailed out?
No. The recommendation is, if the business committee approves the memo, that it be placed on the website. What the copies would be made available for the election board to hand out at the caucus.
Okay. So then I guess I would just have some suggestions as far as posting it to the web, and because we all know how long attention spans are when you're reading on a website, I'm not so sure that they're going to get through this whole thing before they get what the message is. And when I read it, the first thing I see is that there's a challenge, so I'm going to grasp onto that right away. So I guess I would just make some suggestions as far as putting what exactly this public notice is for right at the front of this, in the very first paragraph. And then possibly an introductory and statement, and then maybe just a link to the letter. I'm just concerned about that. People aren't going to read the whole thing and get the point, or get the main point.
So you're looking for just a summary there, and then go to the page. Summary that's going to tell you
like
that.
Like a summary, if we could, yeah, a summary, and then, you know, possibly a link to it or something leading into it. So if people do want to get more information, they can definitely read the whole public notice, but at least they're getting that synopsis. This is about the special election.
I understand what you're saying, and
okay.
I think that once the committee makes a decision about the contents of it, you guys can figure it out.
Okay.
So one of the proposals is to just allow the election to move forward and have the option to open a short window of opportunity for members to be a part of the caucus at a later date. And then there's the second option that Lisa's putting on the table, is to not allow for that window of opportunity, but to just move forward with the election period. So that's what we need to make a decision on right now. So
I'm okay with moving forward. The purpose of the meeting today was to acknowledge that there was that
mm-hmm.
overlap, and that, and it could potentially close the door for those adults 18 to 20. So the purpose of this meeting was to acknowledge that we want to, and so that we're forthcoming that we need to make some changes down the road, and I would like to open that door. I don't want to exclude anybody. You know, there might be some really good potential 18-year-olds out there who want to run for boards, committees, commissions, and I don't want to close that door on anybody.
Okay. Did I say?
I guess I'm in support of the wait and see, depending on how long this process could potentially take before things are finalized and approved. I think it's going to be quite lengthy and will surpass the time it is before the election takes place.
Lisa, did you want to offer anything else?
Just that if we reach a consensus to leave it in or end up with a majority decision to leave it in, I would like us to continue have dialogue around the logistics about how it would be completed, because we'd have literally 2.5 weeks to open up an application process and still be in compliance with the election law and to publish notice and to do all of the things that we would need to do in order to include all 726 18 to 20-year-olds that have been identified by the enrollment department on that, and we'd have 2.5 weeks to get it done. So if we were to proceed at the end of this conversation, then I want us to have another conversation about how we prepare for that, if we need to do it, so that staff, the enrollment department, the election board, PR, my area, we're all prepared on what we need to do next, because I don't want to be waiting then till June 16th, or we're saying on or about June 16th. What if it happens on the 20th? Is that too late then? I mean, it's the window gets smaller and smaller, so it's just a follow-up conversation I would like us to have when we're done deciding what we want to do if we choose to keep it in.
Fun? So keep in the option to open up the clock? Okay. David?
Yeah, I say keep it in. But I agree with Lisa's second half that, you know, if it does come down to it where they get it approved, then we need to act on it real quickly.
Okay. So at this time, the consensus is to go ahead and leave that paragraph in, which would allow for an opportunity for a short window for 18, 19, and 20-year-olds to file candidate petitions if the constitutional amendments are approved on or around June 16th. So, is there a motion? I don't know if we can accept the information and approve the public notice piece with the changes that have been noted here.
So moved. Okay. Will that cover it all?
Sure.
Support.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by David to accept the information and to approve the draft public notice with the noted changes. Okay. You know what the changes are? I don't need to go through them again. Okay.
No, does Lisa over there know what the changes are?
No, I'm just putting noted changes.
They're included in here already.
Joanne needs to know. Joanne
got them. Okay. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Is there a follow-up motion? Or not? Or a motion to adjourn?
Madam Chair, I'm going to make a follow-up motion to have the adopted letter provided to the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Department in order for them to continue posting the information publicly in appropriate format, and then to make sure that the letter is also forwarded to the election board as quickly as possible for them to distribute at the caucus.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Jenny, to have the adopted letter provided to the Intergovernmental Affairs Office to post on our website and other avenues as soon as possible, and also provide the letter to the election board to ensure that they are distributing that at Saturday's caucus. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Lisa?
I'm also going to make a motion to send this item to the June BC work meeting, the first meeting in June, in order to have a conversation around the logistics. Should we decide to implement, and we've, if upon approval from the Bureau.
Okay.
Support.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David, to send this issue to the June BC work meeting to discuss the logistics if the secretarial election amendments are approved on or around June. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Lisa?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Fawn, to adjourn at 3:54. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.